What is the magic word? The one word that works with absolutely everybody?
Your name.
Their name. We love to hear the sound of our names, and so do our customers. So, when the customer starts using our name on a regular basis, is that good luck or bad luck? It's good luck. By giving them a business card, they get to feel a little more comfortable with us because they're using our name more. That's why I give a business card up front, too. Also, about the issue of writing their name is one way to remember it. That's one way. There are other ways to do that, too. Let's go there real quick. How many of you have had this experience? You go to a party, introduce to somebody, 5 seconds later, name's gone. Okay, everybody, good. And don't you hate that? What are some of the ways you guys remember customers' names? Repetition is one of the most common, most effective ways to do it. My name is Michael. Yours is?
Teresa.
I'm sorry?
Teresa,
nice to meet you, Teresa. Teresa, is this the first time you've been here, or are you looking for someone in particular?
I'm looking for Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob's dead. No, I'm sure skating's not a problem in your store. How many times did I hear Teresa's name?
Five.
5 times. She said it twice, I said it 3 times. It is not the act of us saying it, it is the act of us hearing the customer's name that puts it in slightly longer term memory. That's how repetition works. I spoke with you yesterday, didn't I? What else do you guys do to remember customers' names? Repetition is one way.
I always put their names to like a celebrity name or somebody that I
remember. Association. Association is another real good technique. One of my most favorite people on earth is named Teresa. She's my sister. So it's going to be easy for me to make that hookup. That's how I remember Teresa's name. I just associate with my sister. Association. What else? How about outrageous association? Make an outrageous mental image. You're at a party, or yeah, let's use a party, and you meet somebody who's got a bright purple t-shirt on, or bright purple sweater. His name is Anthony. Immediately, what you do is you just think of an aunt in a Minnesota Viking uniform dancing on someone's knee. Purple on purple, okay? The most noticeable thing about this person is the purple. That's automatically going to take me right back to the Minnesota Viking uniform. There's going to be an ant in the uniform on his knee. Ant on knee. Get it? Okay. Maybe it takes a little more practice. What else do you guys do? One more. That's one way. Yeah, visual. Here's your name tag. Anything else? Any other ways you guys remember customers' names? Yeah, you can write it down. How about this? Let me give you another one. Pattern interrupt. Just interrupt your own pattern. Next time you get introduced to somebody, just make a mental note of the color of their eyes. Memorize the color of their eyes. That gives you a mental peg to hang their name on. What it does is interrupt your pattern, so you're not immediately put in, oh, forgot mode. It's a little more personal way to greet somebody because you're making that good eye contact. That's just another way. Salutation, introduction, business card. How many of you think you could do that? Okay, let's everybody do it. What I'd like you to do is greet 3 people that you do not know. Salutation, introduction, business card, and then go greet somebody else. Okay? That means you gotta stand up. Go ahead and do that now.
We are back in the studio. And to give you a reference point in the workbook, we are on page 8.